The Bible text for today is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 1 to 7.
今天我们要学的圣经是取自路加福音24章。
Actually, today we will study the entire scope of Luke, chapter 24.
今天我们会读路加福音24章的整章。
This is a long chapter and the final chapter of the Gospel of Luke.
这一章书呢是很长的书，并且是路加福音的最后一章。
But now we begin from verses 1 to 7.
现在呢，我们首先从一至七节开始。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verse 1 to 7. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared.They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen.Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and on the third day rise again.
七日的头一日，黎明的时候，那些妇女带着所预备的香料来到坟墓前，看见石头已经从坟墓滚开了，他们就进去，只是不见主耶稣的身体。正在猜疑之间，忽然有两个人站在旁边，衣服放光，妇女们惊怕，就脸伏将脸伏地。那两个人就对他们说：为什么在死人中找活人呢？他不在这里，已经复活了。当纪念他还在加利利的时候，怎样告诉你们，说人子必须被交在罪人手里。钉在十字架上，第三日复活。
Today is what the Christian Church calls Easter Sunday.
嗱，今日咧就系基督教教会咧称为复活节嘅日子。
Today, Christians around the world commemorate the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
今日全世界嘅基督徒咧都会纪念同埋去庆祝耶稣复活。
And the text we just read will be remembered all over the world.
刚才我们读的圣经呢，就是全世界人都会去念读的。
According to the Jewish calendar, not Western calendar, the first day of the week is Sunday.
根据犹太人的年历呢，就不是西方的年历，七日的头一日就是星期日了。
Jesus and his followers had a last supper together on Thursday night.
耶稣和他的跟随者呢，就在星期四的晚上有最后的晚餐。
After dinner, Jesus was arrested.
最后的晚餐之后，耶稣就被捕了。
And suffered many things at the hands of sinners overnight.
在罪人的手中呢，通宵这样受虐待。
Early Friday morning, he was crucified and put to death.On a piece of wood.
在星期五的晨早呢，就被钉在十字架上。
Jesus died on that cross around noontime Friday.
在星期五的大概中午的时候，耶稣就死在这个十字架上。
Comes sunset Friday is the beginning of the Jewish Sabbath.
咁星期五的日落的时候呢，就是犹太人的安息日了。
By Saturday sunset,The Sabbath will end.
星期六的日落的时候，安息日就会完结了。
The end of the Sabbath means the end of the Jewish week.
安息日的完结呢，也都是意思是犹太人的一个礼拜的结束。
And then from sunset Saturday to the whole of Sunday is first day of the week.
所以呢，星期六的日落开始计起。直到星期日的日落呢，就是一个礼拜之中的第一日了。
When the Bible says on the first day of the week at early dawn, some women went to the tomb of Jesus and found the tomb empty.
咁聖經講到七日嘅頭一日黎明嘅時候，有幾個婦女去到呢個墳墓前，就發覺墳墓係空嘅。
And that was the tomb of Jesus that these women went to.
呢班婦女去嘅墳墓就係耶穌嘅墳墓。
It is precisely Sunday morning, early dawn, that Jesus, who died on Friday, was raised from death.
耶穌喺星期五斷氣。在星期日的黎明清晨呢，就从死里复活。
For this reason, Christian churches around the world commemorate, actually celebrate the resurrection of Jesus on Sunday.
也都因为这个原因呢，全世界的基督徒呢，都在星期日来到庆祝耶稣的复活。
The women heard these words from angels that Jesus is not here, but is risen. Why do you look for the living among the dead?
这些妇女就听到天使跟她们说，耶稣已经不在了，你们找谁？
For many people, Jesus is God.
对很多人来说，耶稣是神。
And therefore, Easter is celebration of the resurrection of Jesus as God.
所以复活节就是庆祝耶稣作为一个神的从死里复活。
But there is no evidence in the Bible for saying Jesus is God.
但是在圣经里面，从来没有找不到证据就讲到耶稣是神。
It is a plain fact that there is not one single place in the Bible that says Jesus is God.
在圣经里面，一个很明显的一个事实就是没有一个地方讲到耶稣是神。
But there are plenty evidence that Yahweh God was living inside this man Jesus.
相反呢，聖經提供俾我哋好多證據，就係耶和華神住喺耶穌呢個人裏邊。
耶和華 God spoke through Jesus and worked miracles through him.
耶和華神通過耶穌嚟到講話，亦都通過耶穌嚟行神蹟。
In this man Jesus, Yahweh God was reconciling the whole world to himself.
在耶穌呢個人裏頭。神是叫到世人和自己和好。
Jesus our Lord was only deified by Gentiles, non-Jews, some 100 years after the time of Jesus.
在耶稣死后一百多年之后呢，耶稣就被一些非犹太人神化了。
That was about the middle of the second century.
当时呢，即是第二世纪的中叶。
The gospel which the New Testament scripture proclaims is about Yahweh God dwelling inside Jesus, a human being.
新約聖經所傳的福音呢，其實是宣揚Yahweh神住在耶穌這個人的裡面。
Not about Jesus as God.
就不是關於耶穌是神這回事。
For this reason, faith in Jesus as God is a different gospel.
亦都係呢個原因呢，如果相信佢係神嘅話呢，呢個係另類另一種唔同嘅福音。
Not the gospel of the New Testament scripture.
唔係新約聖經所講嘅福音。
In Christian tradition, this different gospel comes in the form of a dogma called Trinitarianism.
喺基督教嘅傳統裡面，耶穌是神呢個觀念呢係嚟自三一神論。
The Trinitarian Jesus is God or is also man, so is a God-man.
三一神论的耶稣呢，是神，又是神和人的一个结合。
According to this different gospel, what would its content mean?
如果根据这种的信念呢，那意思是什么呢？
The meaning of Christmas is therefore this.
如果是根据这个信念，圣诞节的意义就是这样。
The God came down from heaven and became the man called Jesus.
神就从天上降生而成为耶稣这个人。
When Jesus worked miracles and spoke words of life, it was God who worked miracles and spoke words of life.
当耶稣行神迹又传讲生命之道的时候，其实就是神行着神迹和传讲生命之道。
And then God died on the cross to take away the sins of the world.
然后呢，这个神呢，就死在十字架上，除去世人的罪。
Because God loved the world.
因为神爱世人。
And then the third day after God died, God rose from death.
然之后呢，在第三日这个神呢就会从死里面复活。
And then he appeared to many witnesses.
然后呢，他又向很多见证人显现。
And then God returned to heaven where he came.
之后呢，这个神就会升天，就是他来的地方。
And then God will come again one day to judge the world.
而神呢，也都会再，将来会再一次回来审判世人。
This gospel is about a Trinitarian Jesus who was a God-man.
这个福音是关于三一神论里面的耶稣，他是一个神人的一个结合。
This gospel is not the gospel as proclaimed by the New Testament scripture.
但是这个福音并不是圣经所想传的一种福音。
And the Trinitarian Jesus is a different Jesus from the Jesus that the New Testament proclaims.
三一神论的耶稣呢，是跟圣经的耶稣是不一样的。
What does the gospel of the New Testament say?
新約聖經的耶穌是怎樣的呢？
God, who is called Yahweh, came down from heaven.
神他的名字叫 Yahweh, 他從天上來到人間。
He came to earth and made a new creation, caused Jesus, a human being, to be born.
他來到人間，然后创造一个新人，是令到耶稣这个人出世。
And then Yahweh God lived inside this man Jesus.
Yahweh 神就住在耶稣这个人里面。
Yahweh spoke through Jesus and worked countless miracles through him.
神通过耶稣来到传讲，亦都通过耶稣来到行神迹。
Because God so loved the world, he gave Jesus his only son.
因为神爱世人，他将自己的独生子耶稣赐给世人。
So the Jesus, the man, died on the cross for the sins of mankind.
好让耶稣这个人为世人的罪而死，死在十字架上。
Jesus, the man died, God did not die.
耶稣这个人死了，但是神并没有死到。
And on the third day after Jesus died, Yahweh caused the man Jesus to be raised from death.
而在第三日，耶稣死后的第三日，神就会令到耶稣这个人从死里复活。
And then God gave Jesus immortality.
神将不死这个生命赐给耶稣。
And then he received Jesus into heaven to be with him.
他将耶稣接到天上，跟他在一起。
One day, God Yahweh will come again with Jesus to earth.
有一天，神会同耶稣一起再一次翻翻嚟呢个世界。
And Jesus Christ will judge the world as God's representative.
而耶稣就会作为神嘅代表，去代表神去审判世人。
Jesus will be acting as God's plenipotentiary.
耶稣就会成为神嘅全权代表。
The difference between the Trinitarian Gospel and the New Testament Gospel is vast.
三一神论的耶稣和圣经的耶稣是很大的分别。
This also means a vast difference of two ways of understanding Easter.
所以呢，连理解复活节的意义呢，都会有很大的分别。
In the New Testament scripture, the gospel records of Jesus' resurrection is about Jesus as a human being, not as God.
在新約聖經所記載關於耶穌復活的事蹟呢，是講緊耶穌作為一個人，而不是一個神。
It is on this important question precisely that today we will look closely at the Gospel of Luke chapter 24.
我哋為咗研究呢一個問題，所以今日我哋特別要睇得詳細一啲嘅，喺路加福音24章。
We just read from verses 1 to 7 that on the third day after Jesus died, some women went to his tomb but found the tomb empty.
剛才我哋睇嘅聖經咧就講到，喺七日嘅頭一日，有幾位婦女去到耶穌嘅墳墓，就發覺墳墓係空嘅。
But then if we skip now to verse 13 to verse 16.
假如我们跳到13节，看到16节呢？
We see it recorded that the Jesus who disappeared from the tomb appeared to two men.
我们就看到呢，在坟墓不见了的耶稣呢，他在这里就讲到向两个男人显现。
Please notice, Under normal circumstances, when a person dies, what will leave the body is the spirit of the person.
请留意呢，在通常的情况下，当一个人死后，离开一个人的身体的呢，就是那个人的灵。
Or in Chinese, we prefer to call it the soul.
或者在中文来讲呢，我们喜欢说的是灵魂。
What will be left in a tomb will be the corpse.
留下坟墓的呢，就是一条死尸。
What Gospel of Luke records for us is very strange indeed.
但在路加福音记载的呢，其实是很奇怪的事。
The corpse which should be there lying in the tomb has disappeared.
应该留在坟墓里面的死尸就不见了。
And then in the next section we are told Jesus begins appearing to people, talking to them.
但是马上呢，我们又见到耶稣竟然又在向一些人显然出现。
Depending on whether you believe in the supernatural or in ghosts.
就好在乎呢，你相信一些超自然的事，还是相信一些鬼魂的事。
If you're someone who rules out the supernatural, absolutely.
假如你是一个人，完全绝对不会相信超自然的事呢？
Then any person's resurrection from the dead would be impossible for you.
咁对你嚟讲，任何一个人从死里复活咧，根本系冇可能嘅事。
But the Bible says somewhere.To men, this is impossible, but to God, all things are possible.
但是圣经有另一处话俾我哋听，在人系唔可能嘅事，在神凡事都能。
But if you are a person who believes in the existence of ghosts,
但系假如你系一个相信有鬼魂嘅事嘅人呢
？Then you might accept what you're reading in verse 13 to 16 is the ghost of Jesus appearing to people for some reason.
咁或者咧，你会以为十三节至到十六节记载紧嘅系耶稣嘅鬼魂向人出现啦。
We are told in verse 14 and 15 that while these two men were walking together, talking about the death of Jesus.
十四、十五节咧就讲到，当呢两个人喺度一路行一路谈论紧耶稣嘅事嘅时。
And then the middle of 15 says, Jesus himself came near and walked with them.
15节的中间就讲到，耶稣就亲自就近他们，同他们同行。
Jesus even talked with them.
耶稣甚至同这两个人讲说话。
Which means Jesus was at very close proximity to these two men.
意思就是说呢，耶稣同这两个人呢，是很近的。
And yet these two men did not recognize him.
但是这两个人呢，不认得出是耶稣。
Not only they did not recognize it was Jesus,
就不单止他们认不出这个是耶稣。
There is no hint in verse 15 that these two men thought they were talking to a ghost.
这里呢，十五节呢，也都没有提示到呢，这两个人觉得自己是跟一个鬼魂讲的话。
Look again, no hint that a ghost has appeared to them.
看清楚一点，这里没有说，没有暗示到这两个人觉得是跟一个鬼魂讲的
话。I haven't seen a ghost personally.
我个人呢，就从来没有见过鬼。
But among my good friends,One of them has seen a ghost in very close distance.
但喺我嘅好朋友之中咧，其中一个曾经话佢好近距离见过一个鬼魂。
And on an important, glorious Sunday like this, I'm not going to spend time in talking about ghosts.
嗱，但系喺一个咁美丽嘅星期日早上咧，我就唔会讲鬼魂嘅事。
I just want to beg those of you who don't believe in ghosts.Don't laugh at those who have seen and believe in ghosts.
但我只是希望呢，如果你是不相信有鬼魂的事呢，你千祈不要取笑那些说见过鬼魂的人。
For those who have seen them or sensed them, you will know it's something unfriendly, something terrifying.
那些见过鬼的人呢，他们就会知道是一些很可怕的经历。
But this simply was not the feeling or the experience of these two men on the road.
但这两个男人所经历的似乎不是这样，绝对不是这样。
And then when we skip on to verse 29 to 31,
如果我们跳到去29至31节,
after they have walked together for a long time,
当他们三人一起行了很长的路之后,
These two men actually invited Jesus to stay in the home overnight.
这两个人呢，竟然呢，就邀请耶稣留宿添。
Jesus went into their home and shared a dinner with them.
耶稣咧就接受咗佢哋嘅邀请，入到佢哋家庭里边同佢哋食晚饭。
Which means the three of them would have interacted with each other for a long, long time.
咁即系话咧，佢哋三个人咧系互相倾偈、交谈咗一段好长嘅时间。
In verse 31, we read that all of a sudden Jesus vanished from their sight.
而三十一节咧就讲到，突然之间耶稣就唔见咗啦。
It was the time when the two men finally recognized it was Jesus, their teacher and Lord, who was talking with them.
是就是在那一刻，这两个人才忽然间认得出刚才跟他们讲话的，就是他们心爱的老师耶稣。
As if Jesus was thinking to himself.
就好像耶稣就跟自己讲的。
The purpose of my appearing to the two of you is to show you that I have risen. I'm living, not dead anymore.
我向你们两位显现的目的就是想告诉你们我已经复活了，我不是死的。
Once my purpose is accomplished, I vanished.
当我的目的达到之后，我就消失了。
Starting from verse 33,
从三十三节开始
，We read about these two men leaving their home, went right back to Jerusalem to look for the 11 apostles.
我哋就睇到咧，呢一两个人咧，马上离开自己嘅屋企咧，就去到跑，就去到耶路撒冷嗰度，就去揾嗰十一个使徒。
Besides the 11 apostles of Jesus, there were other followers of Jesus with them.
除咗嗰十一个使徒之外，仲有好多嘅门徒一齐聚集紧。
These two men said to them, "The Lord has been indeed, the Lord has risen indeed, and He has appeared to Simon."
呢两个人就同其他人讲，主果然复活啦，已经俾西门见到啦。
Notice verse 36 onwards.
大家留意三十六节开始。
While these two men were still telling the group about what happened.
当这两个人还在向大家讲他们见到什么的时候，
Jesus himself stood among them and talked to them, say Shalom.
耶稣竟然又突然间出现向他们说，愿你们平安。
In the Jewish language, to say Shalom is to say, I wish you have peace.
在犹太人来说，当他们说到 Shalom 的时候，意思就是愿你们平安。
In modern Hebrew, when you say Shalom, you're saying hi, hello.
在现代希伯来语来说，当你说 Shalom 的时候，意思就是 hi, 你好。
A very different way from what would a ghost, when a ghost would appear to a person.
同一个鬼魂向你出现的时候，跟你说的东西就很不同了。
The people were startled and terrified when they saw Jesus.
那些人见到耶稣的时候，他们就惊慌害怕。
This time they thought they really were seeing a ghost.
在这个时候，他们就真的以为自己见着鬼。
And then Jesus continued to say, "Why are you frightened?"
而耶稣继续就说，你为什么害怕？
Why did Jesus need to ask this question?
那为什么耶稣需要这样问呢？
If I were there, I would be frightened.
如果我是他们，我都会害怕。
If you were there, you would be frightened.
如果你在当中，你都会害怕。
Jesus also asked, why do you have doubts in your hearts?
耶稣也会问，为什么你心中有疑问呢？
Jesus saying, didn't I tell you in advance that I will be raised from the dead?
我之前不是已经提早讲过给你们听，我会从死里复活吗？
Why do you doubt?
为什么你们要怀疑呢？
Simply because it's too difficult to believe.
我因为实在是很难相信嘛。
It is for this reason that Jesus shows them proof that he is not a ghost.
亦都因为这个原因，所以耶稣就进一步去证明给他们看，他不是一只鬼。
Let's read carefully verse 39.
请大家继续看第39节。
Look at my hands and my feet. See, it is I, myself.
你们看我的手，看我的脚，就知道实在是我了。
Touch me and see.
摸我看看。
For a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see that I have.
魂无骨无肉，你们看我是有的。
Jesus is presenting proof.
为了这个原因，耶稣就想向他们证明。
Very simple.
很简单。
Look closely at me, my body.
看清楚我的身体。
Look at my facial expressions and the color of my face.
看看我的面部的表情和我的面色。
If you think I'm playing magic,
如果你以为我在玩魔术，
now come closer.
走近一点。
Touch me.
摸下我。
And feel me.
感觉下我。
My hands, my body, my feet.
我的双手，我双脚，我的身体。
Can't you see that I'm not a ghost?
难道你见不到，你看不到我不是一只鬼吗？
Because ghosts simply do not have flesh and bones.
因为一只鬼啊，是不会有肉有骨。
By definition, true ghosts are spirits or souls of the deceased.
鬼呢，其实就是一个死人之后的灵魂。
Spirits or souls without the body.
就是这个灵魂是没有了躯壳的灵魂。
Well, actually, in the original Greek, the word ghost is the word spirit.
其实在希腊的原文，鬼魂这个字的原文就是灵的意思。
Jesus has flesh and bones.
耶稣有肉有骨。
A spirit or a ghost doesn't.
一个灵或者一个鬼魂是没有的。
Jesus warns very much to prove to his followers that he was a living human being, complete with a new physical body.
耶稣很想去向他的门徒证明，向人证明他的确是一个活过来的人，是有这个身体的。
He wants to prove that he is not a spirit, he is not a pitiable soul.
耶稣想证明他不是一个灵，也不是一个很可怜的鬼魂。
By the way, the Bible says that God is spirit.
其实圣经讲到神是一个灵。
Although God can choose to appear to people sometimes in human form,
虽然神是可以有时候选择以一个人形来到向人显现。
True God being spirit does not have flesh and bones either.
作为一个真神是不会有肉有骨的。
But then, for those of us who research the Bible know,
但我们这些研读圣经的人就知道
了。The kingdom of God is spiritual.
神的国是属灵的。
Is imperishable.
是不朽坏的。
Is eternal.
是永恒的。
The Bible says, flesh and blood cannot enter the kingdom of God.
圣经就讲到血肉是不能进入神的国。
Anybody, anything that is perishable cannot enter God's kingdom either.
任何能够朽坏的嘢都唔能够进入天国。
The question is,
问题就是
Jesus, risen from the dead with a body of flesh and bones, how can he enter the kingdom of God?
问题呢就是耶稣假如有肉有骨的话，他又怎样能够进入天国呢？
Unless Jesus' body has been changed by Yahweh God.
除非神的身体，除非耶稣的身体已经被耶和神改变了。
Unless Yahweh God has granted the risen Jesus immortality.
除非耶和神已经将一个不死的状态，这个身体赐了给耶稣。
As the Bible says in the same place that the mortal will put on immortality.
正如圣经所讲，这些会死的人会得到不死的生命。
What is perishable will put on imperishability.
能朽坏的是会变成不朽坏。
Perhaps for this reason also.
或者也因为这个原因。
Jesus didn't say, look, I have body, but flesh and blood.
也因为这个原因，耶稣就不是说，我不是一个鬼魂，你看看我有血肉。
He said, I have flesh and bones.
相反，他说的是，我有肉有骨。
In the Bible, the expression flesh and blood describes mortal human beings.
圣经里面讲到血肉的时候，是用来形容一些会死的人类。
But the expression flesh and bones occurs only one time of the whole Bible.
但是有肉有骨这个词汇呢，在全圣经只是出现过一次。
It is precisely this place where Jesus described to his disciples, Look, I'm not a ghost. I have flesh and bones.
而正正咧，就系呢一次嘅出现，就系当耶稣向门徒去证明，你睇下，我唔系一个鬼魂，我有肉有骨。
This we believe is an indication that Yahweh God has changed Jesus' body to a new glorified body.
呢个就系一个证据，俾我哋知道 Yahweh 神已经将耶稣嘅身体变成一个不死嘅状态。
And then, as if touching him, examining him is not enough, he gave them a second proof.
假如一个摸下耶稣的身体都不足够是一个证据的话，耶稣就给他们多一个证据。
In verse 40 onwards, he asked them, "Have you got something to eat?"
在第四十节，耶稣就讲，有没有啲食物可以俾我食啊？
And then they handed him some boiled fish.
咁咧。門徒就俾過佢一片燒魚。
And then in several distance, Jesus took that piece of fish into his mouth and gobbled it down.
咁耶穌就好近距離嘅接過呢條魚喺佢哋面前食咗咯。
Whether we are superstitious or not, we all know ghosts don't eat.Physical food.
不论我哋迷信与否咧，我哋都知道咧，鬼魂咧系唔会食嘢噶。
Ghosts as spirits without a body simply can't and don't eat physical food.
鬼魂佢系一个灵，佢冇嘅身体，佢系唔会食嘢噶。
Jesus gently told his disciples, "Look and think for yourself."
耶稣好温柔地同门徒讲：你睇下，你自己睇下。
I'm risen.
我已经复活了。
I'm a human being.
我是一个人。
With a new body.
但是有一个全新的身体。
Our Father in heaven has granted me immortality.
我们天上的父已经将不死的生命赐给我。
Look at me and touch me.
你过来看看我，摸下我。
Don't be afraid.
不要怕。
If we rush on to verses 44 to 51,
假如我哋睇四十四至到
51,
五十一节
maybe I'll ask Olive to read in Chinese to save time.
为咗省时间，我就系用中文读。耶稣对他们说：这就是我从前与你们同在之时所告诉你们的话，说摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡指着我的话，都必须应验。於是耶穌開他們的心竅，使他們能明白聖經，又對他們說：照經上所寫的，基督必受害，第三日從死裡復活，並且人要奉他的名傳悔改、赦罪的道，從耶路撒冷起，直傳到萬邦。你們就是這些事的見證。我要將我父所應許的降在你們身上。你们要在城里等候，直到你们领受从上头来的能力。耶稣领他们到伯大尼的对面，就举手给他们祝福。正祝福的时候，他就离开他们，被带到天上去了。
Please notice that there is no break between verses 43 and 44.
请大家注意咧，从四十三至到四十四节之间咧。是没有休息到的，没有停顿。
Neither is there any logical break between verses 49 and verse 50.
同样道理，从49至到50节，也没有时间上的空隙的。
The same Jesus with this amazing body of flesh and bones took his disciples up a small hill called Bethany.
这个耶稣，他带着一个这么独特的身体的耶稣，去带他的门徒上了去山上。
Which means they would have walked together in close proximity for at least half an hour.
即是说，他们整班人最少一起很近的距离，一起走了半小时。
You know, my wife and I spent 1 year studying Hebrew in Israel, in Jerusalem, Israel.
那你都知道，我和我太太花了一年的时间在耶路撒冷读书。
I know the places around Jerusalem very well.
我就对耶路撒冷的地理非常了解。
Right in front of them was carried up into heaven in their full sight.
咁喺佢哋面前咧就系、是、sorry， 在他们的面前。
He was taken up into heaven in the full sight.
在他们的眼前，耶稣就被接升天。
There is no hint in the Bible record that Jesus has turned into a spirit.
在圣经里面，从没有一种记载就讲到耶稣变成一个灵。
There was no hint whatsoever that this Jesus somehow turned into the God which he was from the first place.
咁圣经亦都冇任何一种提示咧，系讲到暗示到耶稣咧，忽然间就变成以前好似去做神嘅时候嗰种嘅状态。
No, it was this man Jesus with this new immortal body that was carried up into heaven in full sight.
是这个带着一个特别的新的身体的耶稣在人的眼前升天。
Actually, the person who wrote the Gospel of Luke also wrote a sequel, and that is the Acts of the Apostles.
其实写路加福音的作者也都写了一个续集，就是《使徒行传》。
To get the full picture of what these followers of Jesus saw, let's turn to the first chapter of the book of Acts.
为了我们要得到使徒他们亲眼见证到的什么这个整幅图画，我们回去《使徒行传》看看。
Let's start from chapter 1. We will read from verse 1 to verse 3 in Chinese, please.
从《使徒行传》一章的一至三节。《使徒行传》一章一至三节，提亚非罗，我已经作了前书，论到耶稣开头一切所行、所教训的，直到他藉着圣灵吩咐所拣选的使徒，以后被接上升的日子为止。他受害之后，用许多的凭据将自己活活地显给使徒看，四十天之久向他们显现，讲说神国的事。
And now to read the end of the account, let's jump to verse 9.
然后我们跳到去第九节事件的尾声。
Again, in Chinese, please.
说了这话，他们正看的时候，他就被取上升。有一朵云彩把他接去，便看不见他了。
Whether it was the Gospel of Luke chapter 24, or here in the first chapter of Acts of the Apostles,
不论是路加福音24章，还是使徒行传的第一章，
The intention of the Bible is clear.
圣经的目的，所写的目的是很清晰的。
To tell the readers, this Jesus was a human being.
就想话俾读者听，这个耶稣是一个人。
But now risen from the dead.
但是现在已经从死里复活。
This Jesus with that new body was received into heaven.
这个耶稣带着一个新的身体已经被接升天。
The intention of Jesus' proofs is also clear. From the day when God the Father received Jesus into heaven.
从亚非神接了耶稣升天那日起。
From the last 2,000 years or so,
就是过去的二千多年来,
there has been one real human being in heaven.
在天上有一个真正的人类。
That's why I said, the gospel which the New Testament scripture proclaims is about Jesus, the human being.
所以我讲到新约圣经所宣扬的耶稣就是一个人的耶稣。
But let us come back to the other gospel, a different gospel of Trinitarianism.
但我们即管又翻翻去睇下三一神论嘅耶稣。
In that context, many, including us in the past, believed that Jesus is God or a God-man.
好多人，包括我自己在内，以往我都系相信耶稣系一个神或者系一个神同人嘅结合。
Doesn't Jesus' resurrection from the dead prove that Jesus is God?
咁耶稣从死里复活啦，难道咁样唔系就可以证明耶稣系神咩？
Who can accomplish such a feat?
边个可以成就到咁样嘅事啊？
Only God can do that.
当然只可以神先可以做到啦。
Jesus' resurrection should be enough proof that he is God, isn't it?
所以耶稣嘅复活应该系足以证明耶稣系神啦啩？
The answer from the Bible is no.
聖經的答案就是不得，不可以这样就证明。
Any thinking person only needs to ask one question.
任何一个懂思想的人只要问多一个问题。
Any person cares to examine the Bible need only to ask a second question.
一个研读圣经的人只要问多一个问题就可以了。
Did Jesus raise himself from the dead? Or did Yahweh God raise him from the dead?
那究竟是耶稣叫自己从死里复活呢？还是Yahweh神叫他从死里复活呢？
There is not one single place of the whole Bible that says Jesus raised himself from the dead.
在圣经没有一处是讲到耶稣是叫自己复活的。
Well, since our hands are on Acts of the Apostles, let's turn to chapter 2 for evidence.
既然我们已经打开了《使徒行传》，我们就回去第二章看看证据。
Chapter 2, verses 22 to 24.
第二章的22至24节。
But this time, for those of you who follow English, I only will read in English.
今次我就会用英文读出。
Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 22 to 24.
第二章的22至24节。
You people that are Israelites, listen to what I have to say. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with deeds of power, wonders and signs, which means miracles, that God did through him among you.As you yourselves know, this man handed over to you according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of those outside the law. But God, whose name is Yahweh, raised him, that is Jesus, up, having freed Jesus from death, because it was impossible for Jesus to be held in his power.We see here repeating three times. It was Yahweh God who raised Jesus from the dead. Jesus didn't do it himself.
呢度咧，我哋睇到三次系讲到耶和神叫耶稣从死里复活，耶稣冇叫到自己复活。
Two times the Bible tells us this man Jesus was a human being.
有两次圣经喺度讲到耶稣系一个人
，not a God man in combination.
耶稣并唔系一个神与人嘅结合。
But a man, just like one of us.
耶稣是一个人，就好似我哋一样。
All those miracles, including resurrection, was miracles performed by Yahweh God in Jesus.
所有耶稣行的神迹，包括复活呢回事呢，就是Yahweh神通过耶稣在耶稣里面成就的嘢。
Let us skip now to verse 32 to end 33.
我哋一直而家跳到去32至33节。
This Jesus God raised up, and of that all of us are witnesses, being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, Jesus has now poured out this that you both see and hear. We see here repeated that it was God, Yahweh, who raised Jesus from the dead.
呢度又再重复讲，系耶和华神叫到耶稣复活。
Let's jump now to verse 36.
现在我们跳到36节。
36. Therefore, let the entire house of Israel know with certainty that God has made him, that is Jesus, both Lord and Messiah, this Jesus whom you crucified.
故此以色列家全家当确实地知道你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣神已经立他为主为基督了。
Let's skip over to chapter 4, verse 12.
我们跳到第四章第十二节。
Let's start from verse 11 and then on to verse 12.
第四章从十一节开始读到十二节。
This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders. It has become the cornerstone. Verse 12.There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among human beings by which we must be saved.
他是你们匠人所弃的石头，已成了房角的头块石头。除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
There is now a real human being in heaven at the right hand of God.
现在在天上，在神的右边，有一个真的人。
This is the greatest wonder that Yahweh has performed.
呢個係亞非神所行嘅神蹟，一個最大嘅、最奇妙嘅一件事啦。
Let's turn to the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 2, verses 3 to 6.
請大家翻去提摩太嘅前書二章。提摩太前書二章三至六節。提摩太前書二章三至六節。
Verse 3. This is right and is acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desire everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God. There is also one mediator between God and mankind, Christ Jesus, himself a human being, who gave himself a ransom for all.
这是好的，在神我们救主面前可蒙悦纳，他愿意万人得救，明白真道，因为只有一位神，在神和人中间只有一位中保，乃是为人的基督耶稣。
We just saw that nowhere in the Bible tells us that Jesus raised himself from the dead.
刚才我已经睇到圣经冇一处地方系讲到耶稣叫自己复活。
But there is another place in the Bible.
但系有另一处圣经
that tells us the only true God is immortal.
讲到真正嘅真神咧系不死嘅。
And by that, the Bible means that the true God cannot die and does not die.
不死嘅意思咧就系话一个真神是不能死，亦都不会死。
If Jesus is God, how could Jesus have died on the cross?
假如耶稣是神的话，他有什么可能死在十字架上呢？
But to that question, people have this reply.
但对于这个问题，有很多人这样去回答。
Oh yeah, although that is difficult to imagine, but then Bible also says God is almighty.
雖然咧咁樣，即係神死喺十字架上咧，好難想像得到。但係啊，聖經亦都講到神係全能噶嘛。
All things are possible to God。
即係話咧，對神嚟講，凡事都能啦。
So God somehow, that is Jesus, changed himself, allowed himself to die for 30-40 hours, and then raised himself from the dead。
咁即係話咧，耶穌咧睇嚟就做一啲嘢咧，令到自己嘅身體變咗，佢做總之佢能夠死嘅，跟住咧又可以復活。
So the immortal God allowed himself to die and raised himself from the dead。
即係咧一個不死嘅神啊，佢容讓自己可以死，跟住又復活。
There's something the Almighty God cannot do。
但係有一啲嘢，一個全能嘅神都做唔到嘅。
Let's think with as clear a mind that you possibly can have。
请大家咧用你用尽你嘅你最好嘅清晰嘅头脑去谂清楚。
Can the only true God change himself into a non-God？
一个神，一个真正嘅神，能唔能够将自己变成一个非神呢
？Can the only true God who is all goodness change into a God who is evil over a short time？
一个真神啊！他能不能够将自己本来是完全良善的本性变成一个很邪恶的本性呢
？If he could, he wouldn't have remained God at all.
如果他可以的话，那他就不会是一个神了。
The only true God cannot deny his own nature.
但是一个真神，他不可以否定自己的本质的。
The person who died on the cross was Jesus.The human being.
死在十字架上面的是一个人，是我们的主耶稣。
God did not die.
神并没有死到。
What is more, a so-called God-man is neither 100% God.
况且呢，一个说耶稣是一个神人的结合呢，就意思就是说，他不是全部神。
Because he would be God and man at the same time.
因为咧，佢系同一个时间又系神又系人啊嘛。
And therefore, not truly God.
咁意思咧，就即系话佢唔系神嘅全部都系神。
A God man is not 100% human being either.
一个神人的结合呢，亦都唔系一个纯嘅真人。
But the biblical Jesus is a human being just like one of us.
但系圣经讲嘅耶稣就好似你同我一样系一个人。
Now I've taken you through a long study of the Bible.
我哋咧已经研读嘅圣经好长。
Because we are thinking about a very crucial question about the Christian faith.
因为我哋喺度研究紧一个基督教里边一个非常重要嘅问题。
Let us go home and think hard on these issues.
让我哋翻屋企咧，细心再思想。
In conclusion, what is the message of Easter, anyways?
总结束嘅时候，究竟复活节嘅意义系乜嘢呢
？Yahweh, God our Father, has a gracious plan for the salvation of mankind.
我哋嘅亚肥神，我哋嘅天父，对人类有一个好好嘅计划，一个救恩嘅计划。
Those who obey Jesus,
嗰啲听从耶稣嘅人
；Those who follow Jesus' way to God,
嗰啲跟从耶稣嘅道路归向神嘅人
；Yahweh wants to change us into spiritual persons.
亚非神会改变我哋成为一个属灵人
；And in due time, He wants to grant us immortality.
喺到时，佢好希望。能够将不死的生命赐给我们
So that we will be fit to enter heaven.
好让我们能够有一个合适的身体进入天国
When that happens,
当那天发生的时候
From Yahweh's point of view,
从亚伟神的角度来看
Human beings will be truly and wholly human beings.
人类就会成为一个真真正正的人
This Yahweh did first for Jesus Christ.
亚伟神在耶稣这个人身上首先就做了这件事
And then he will do the same for all those who are in Christ Jesus
然后他会在其他同样在基督里面的人做同一类样的事
In closing, let us turn to our final portion The book of Philippians, chapter 3
在最后我们多翻一段圣经在腓立比书三章
Philippians chapter 3 verses 20 and 21
腓立比书三章二十至廿一节
，verses 20 and 21. But our citizenship is in heaven, and it is from there that we are expecting a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. This Jesus, He will transform the body of our humiliation, that it may be conformed to the body of His own glory.By the power that also enables him, that is Jesus, to make all things subject to himself.
我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。他要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
More than 2,000 years ago on that Sunday,
超过二千年来在那一个星期日早上
when Jesus for the first time appeared to his disciples in a room in Jerusalem,
当耶稣第一次在一个房间里面向他的门徒显现的时
候 one of them had the name of Thomas,
其中一个叫做多马
he approached Jesus, touched his hand and his body,
他走近耶稣摸佢嘅身体
，and he looked at Jesus closely。
佢好近距离嘅望耶稣。
And then he couldn't control himself. He fell down at Jesus' feet and said, "My Lord and my God."
而佢控制唔到自己，佢就竟然俯伏喺地上讲到：我嘅主，我嘅神。
Not because Thomas, as a Jew, realized Jesus was God or had become God.
嗱，多马作为一个犹太人，当然佢唔系。意思唔係相信耶穌係神啦。
Or he had become God somehow.
又或者咧，佢唔係相信耶穌咧，出於某些原因變咗做神啦。
But Thomas finally understood that Yahweh God raised him from the dead and is now inside Jesus.
多馬終於就明白到亞維神叫到耶穌從死裏復活，現在亞維神就喺耶穌裏面。
And Jesus spoke gently to Thomas.
而耶穌好温柔嘅對多馬講。
Have you believed in my resurrection because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.
你相信是不是因为你见到我才相信呢？那些没有看见就信的就有福了。
Let us close in prayer.
我们一起祈祷结束。